Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Why don't you just stand up on your feet and give it all the way to him? Come on, open up your mouth and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody open up your mouth and just give him a raw praise. You don't need no band. You don't need no organ. You just love him so much. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, because I remember when and where you found me. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Glory to God. Take your seat if you can. Hallelujah. But I dare somebody to praise him anyway. For no reason at all, because he's already done enough. Praise God. I am indeed excited to be here today at a place that I call home for many years. Amen. A place where I was taught. A place. Now, well, you know, when you're home, you get spankings too. Amen. I was spanked. I was taught. I was corrected. I was trained. Amen. And I have to say, after going around this country a little bit, that I was trained pretty good. I have to say that. I was trained pretty good here at Living Faith Christian Center. My wife and I was here for, we did two terms for about 20 years all together. Amen. God bless his soul. He's rejoicing in heaven, Dr. Lamont McLean. And also under Pastor Connie, amen, as well. And they both has tremendously been a blessing to our lives. I want my wife to share and say something in this. She's going to pray over the word today, amen.
Praise God, Living Faith. And it is, as my husband said, it's always good to be home. Living Faith holds a special place in our heart for many reasons. And I oftentimes share with people that different places where we've gone, word that has been taught to us has left an undeniable mark and impression in our being. And when I think about my time here at Living Faith, the piece that sticks out the most is the ability to believe. And Pastor Connie, although she's not here today, giving honor to her, her ability to really crack that word open and teach us about the ability to believe for healing is the reason why I'm here today. And so, you know, every place you go, you get a word that's special. When Minister Kim was saying, don't get familiar, that is fact. We don't want to get familiar with the word of God. There is always something new, always something refreshing, always a right now rhema word for us in the word of God. And so I just thank God for 40 years of Living Faith and 40 more, right? 40 more. We know that the mission and the purpose is alive and well. We know that there are seasons, but the purpose is alive and well. And you are here as evidence of that. And so we do have our son here with us today. Our daughter's not with us, but our son, who I think when both of our children were born during our time here. He doesn't remember the first time because he was so little. He's 25 now. He was so little, but he spent time with Mickey in the nursery. You know, anybody who was serving in the nursery, you might remember Josh. Yeah, okay, all right. when we came back, he did spend some time with the youth ministry, so you might remember his face, but he's 25 now. And so our daughter's 27. We're blessed. And Living Faith was part of what has put the foundation in who they are today as young women, a young man and a young woman serving God. So with that, I'm going to pray over the word. And just remember, there's something special in it for us today. Father, we just thank you for your time this morning. We thank you for the grace and your mercies that are new each and every morning, Lord God. We thank you how you watch over us as we sleep, Father. We thank you, dear Father God, how the word that you have prepared for my husband to deliver today, Lord God, Minister Henry, Lord God, that you sought the hearts of each and every person that you know would be here, Father God, and that you perfected the word in him to be delivered today, Lord God, for each and every one of us, Father. So we just ask, Lord God, that you would be with us, that you you would help our hearts be ready, that you would help our ears to hear, and that you will help our hearts, Lord God, to receive it, take it in, make it good soil, Father, so that as it takes root, Lord God, that it will come back up and bear fruit, Lord God, drawing men and women and children unto you, Lord God. We thank you for this time of celebration. We thank you for the 40 years, Lord God, and we thank you for 40 more, and we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. I lift my hands in total prayer. Sing it to him. To you. To you, say you are the source of Lord, you are the strength. Keep your hands lifted to him. Just keep them lifted to him. And just let him know from your heart to his throne how much you appreciate and love him. See, there's a transfer happening here in worship with you. And it was happening earlier. It's just continuing. I lift my hands in total adoration. You reign on the throne, for you are God. Because of you, my cloudy day. That's why I sing to you this song. I just want to say come on, your love song to him. I lift my hand, I live total adoration. Lord, you reign on the throne, for you are God, God. Because of you, I will sing to you. I just want to say, thank you. Sha. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Let him know from your heart. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more. In the house. Watch this. 1,000 times more. May the Lord God bless you and increase you as he promised. 1,000 times more. I just heard that from the Spirit. 1,000 times more. 1,000 times more. More. May the Lord God bless you and increase you as he promised. 1,000 times more. You got it? Come on, let's say it all. Let's declare that in this house today. 1,000 times more. Say 1,000 times more. 1,000 times more.
but multiplication, exponentially blessed. Woo!
My God, 1,000 times more. 1,000 times more. That's what's coming to you. I don't care what it looks like right now. But 1,000 times more is what God promised. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Ikoromosata. Shendurumusiata. Shekenumusata. Somebody need to grab that. Right now your situation look nothing like 1,000 times more. It looks like 1,000 times less. But you got to declare it right from that place. Right from where you are right now. Because as he promised, he's not a man that he will lie. If he said it, he can make it happen. And he will make it happen. Yes, 1,000 times more. You think a house gonna be 1,000? I got minus now. Because he said so. If you were like me, you grew up with a house, your mom, your dad said, because I said so. God is saying it's gonna be 1,000 times because I said so. And I can back it up. I am Almighty God. Yes. Glory to God. Reach over and tell somebody, say, I receive my 1,000 times more. I receive my 1,000. I don't care what it looks like right now. I wrote a song called Harvest Time, and at the time I wrote that song, our lights were being shut off. But now, how you like me now? Hallelujah. I'm helping keep other people's lights on now. Glory to God. You can't wait till a thing is so. Faith calls a thing when it's not until it becomes so. Glory to God. Well, listen. That's all my time. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to do, in the next 20 minutes, I'm just going to tell you what God said. And that's it. I put all that as part of my time because I knew what God was going to do. I had an idea. I didn't know exactly. Because I said, Lord, what you going to do? You're not giving me much. You only gave me a little word. But he knew what he was going to have me do. Amen. Thank LJ here, my music director. He travels with us. He covers me musically everywhere I go. He's been on the road also well with other main artists. I won't call their name. But thank everyone. Thank Pastor Connie for this open door. I am sitting because I don't know if some of you were at the concert. I was having some difficulty with a hernia. So I've had the surgery, and thank God I'm doing much better. Amen. But I'm following the instructions of the word, and I'm also following the instructions of my doctor. All right? Praise God. So I don't care. However we get healing, I'll take it all. Amen. But how many know when the Holy Spirit hits, I'll probably be getting up and running. And praise God. So thank my wife, my son. My daughter wasn't able to make it. I think she's working, I think, because they're grown now, so they come and go. You know, all they got to do is tell us, like we said, 2 o'clock is still our curfew. So if you're here, you got to be here 2 o'clock. If not, you stay wherever you are. All right? We're not going to be getting up out of the bed, open the door. All kind of times at night, amen. That's just my house. That's my house, all right? You make your own rules at your house. Praise God, praise God. But I thank Pastor Connie for the open door. And it's just so good to see so many friendly faces, people I know, and some new faces. I see some new faces that at least wasn't here when I was here, amen. Praise God. I have a word from the Lord today. And this is not so much as a sermon or a lesson. This is a word from the Lord. This is a message from the Lord. And now I see why he gave me that song. Well, I had got that song before in prayer, but the Lord said, release it now. The Lord is saying to live in faith, and everyone who's here, because you're here, you're able to slip in on this blessing from this word. Amen. Hallelujah. So you should thank Living Faith and the members if you're sitting next to one. If you're not a member, I'm glad I'm here today because God spoke to me because he spoke to me through to y'all, through me, and I was there. I'm getting it too. Be greedy and take the blessings, the crumbs that fall from the table. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody know me? I like to have a little fun. If you can't have fun in church, my God, where are you going to have it at? Ah, hallelujah. I see one of my coworkers there. Brother Bill, good to see you, man. Praise God and his lovely wife. First time I've seen her. I said, that's a lovely wife. Praise God. All right. And 40 years is quite an accomplishment. Amen. We started our ministry right now. We're in the home. And it's been 2 years for us. So I'm, you know, I can't imagine what it's going to be like at 40, you know. Of course, I'd be about 95 then. I'll be talking about some, oh, the Lord said. Let me tell you what God has said to me. What was I about to say? And Josh would be like, Dad, you want me to preach today? Oh, man. But anyway, 40 years is quite an accomplishment. It signifies transformation and a new beginning. And particularly the fulfillment of a divine promise. Amen. The 40 years, during the 40 years, is also like a testing, a proving, or a trial. But once you hit the 40, then it's time for that transformation, that new beginning, and the fulfillment of the divine promise. Amen. 40, 40, 40, 40. The flood, the flood, the flood. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And then after that, after even a few more days after that, the water subsided and God was able to restart. Amen. He gave them a new start, a regeneration. The Israelites were in the wilderness for what? 40 years. 40 years is a generation. It's the ending of one thing, the completion of one thing, and the beginning of a whole nother era. Okay? So the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years, and then after that, they came out, right? But when they came out, it wasn't the same people that was in it. All right? We'll get back to that later. Goliath mocked Israel for 40 days. And then David came and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Picked up 5 smooth stones and said, you will not defy the true and living God that we serve. Hit him with one, he fell down dead. 40 days, 40 days. And then, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus, before he was launched into his ministry and performed many miracles and led many to Christ and really ushered in this whole new thing today we call Christianity, he was in the wilderness being tempted for 40 days. And afterwards, to signify his testing and proving and that he had passed his trial, right? Signifying it, the enemy came to him and tempted him. And Jesus resisted and defeated the temptation by speaking the word of God and saying, it is written. And he defeated him. And once he defeated him, then God the Father launched him into his ministry. So there is something about going through 40 days, 40 years or whatever. It's something that, oh, koro boshata. Is somebody catching this yet? That if you make it through that 40, that blessing is on the other side of that 40. There's increase on the side of that 40. There's healing on the side of that 40. There's restoration on the other side of that 40. Glory to God. So the fact that you have been around here for 40 years, right about now, you ought to get ready for some increase. You ought to get ready for stupid, crazy, ridiculous blessing. Now you said, well, I wasn't here all 40. Doesn't matter. You're here now. That's why I said the ones who crossed over weren't the ones who was there. But guess what? They were there then. So if you in position now, if you in the line now, don't get out. And don't let nobody take your space. Don't you butt in my line. I was here. I don't care you was here. I'm here now. There are no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So something happens after you make it through this testing and this trial period of 40. So live in faith. You're right on the cusp of that right now. You're right on the edge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So today, in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to tell you what God said. You want to know what God said? He said, now that you've gone through that period, you are now and have now entered in a new dimension of overflow. You've entered a new dimension of overflow. Now, I was here for 20 of those 40 years, and I saw this ministry grow. I saw, we came to the ministry, they were at a business complex in Voorhees, New Jersey. And first of all, my thought was like, how are you going to have a church in a business complex? However, Holy Spirit was leading me there. I walked in the door, and the level of excellence blew my mind. Greeters in the parking lot. Hi, good morning, praise the Lord. Welcome to Living Faith Christian Center, with a big smile on it. I said, is everybody in here eating Fruit Loops? Because everybody's smiling. Everybody's saying good morning, hello, praise the Lord. Right? From the door, from the parking lot to the door. Then they just had, most churches have ushers. You don't have greeters in most churches where I came from. But they had some people just to do that. Good morning. How you doing? Welcome to Living Faith. What is you on, girl? Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you got the usher when you got to the door of the sanctuary to take you to your seat. And guess what? You could sit anywhere you wanted to at the time. At the time, until we started growing, because it was too big. Right? And so that's some of the things I saw. I saw then when we moved from the business complex of Vori, and we moved into 202. That was a great time. All the men got, you know how the church got fixed up? The men fixed it up. We walked in there a couple Saturdays, and we was buffing floors, cleaning, come on, Minister Mike, he was there, cleaning floors, buffing floors and everything. And we were singing and marching around there. We was taking our territory. Glory to God. We was taking, every place to sew your feet, said, don't mean just be walk. No, it mean work. It mean work. And Pastor Lamont was right in front of us. Come on, guys. We're going the next 2-3 weeks. We're going over. We're going to clean up. We're going to paint. We're going to do everything. And that's what we did. And then we got it all cleaned up. And we were all standing around looking one day. And we started thinking, that place too big for us. That's a big place. Because we, see, Pastor Lamont was a man of faith. Pastor Connie were women of faith. They planned for the expansion. They planned for overflow. They planned for that. And so when we got in there and we got it all cleaned up and you could see the building now, we was like, man, this is a big sanctuary. Our people only going to fit to about halfway. And so Pastor Mike said, what we'll do is we'll put a partition right here because we didn't want the people to feel like it was not a lot of people or that they were isolated or whatever, you know. And so we put that partition. It wasn't a month or 2 months before we had to move that thing. We had to move that partition and make more room for the seats of the people. In about 2-3 months, they was just coming in from off of the park. People just wandering in, literally. Right? So we're talking about overflow. And God is saying now that you have entered a new dimension of overflow. Watch this. As good and as great as that was, God is saying now you're about to hit a whole nother level. A whole nother level. A whole nother degree, a whole nother dimension. When you talk about a dimension, you're talking about the measurement of something. You're talking about the capacity of something. And the capacity is not how full it is. The capacity is what it's capable of containing. So in actuality, your capacity is how empty you are. When God fills you up, you go fill other people. So now you're empty again. So your capacity should never end. Because God's always filling you, and you're always filling others. He's always filling you, you're always filling others. So we're talking about the capacity, right? So here he says that you live in faith, you have entered a new dimension of overflow. And somebody, I hear somebody saying, what did you talk, where the scripture? Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it is a scripture, a well-known scripture, but I pray to God that you see these in different eyes and heart today. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19, right? And it says, remember ye not, I'm reading from the regular King James, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Right? Now, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God said, I will do a new thing. And that's what he spoke to my spirit. He said, a new dimension of overflow. A new thing. And here's the thing is, if you're going to have a new thing, you can't hold on to the old thing. And some people say, okay, I got that part. Yeah, let me throw out all the old negative stuff in my life. No, you got to even throw out the good old stuff. Because guess what? Why the good stuff? You can remember the good times. You can remember the good things. But guess what? What we do is, when I see one of my friends who know me from high school, they'll say, oh, man, remember we used to play that ball? You used to jump on that rim? I was like, yeah, man, that was exciting times. But that's an old thing. I can't do that now. Right? But that was a good old thing. But I can't keep in 2025 looking back to 1985. Because even though I'm in 2025, my mind is still in 1985. And I can't do the things I did in 1985 in 2025. But I can do some different things now. So even the good things, if you keep reaching to them like they are today, even those things will hold you back. Because when he's speaking to the children of Israel here, they were in bondage. They were in bondage. And he was telling them, look, don't look at where you are now and don't look at where you are before. I'm about to do a whole new thing. And both of those things to God were the same, not what he's doing right now. See, a good thing is good, but a good thing ain't necessarily the God thing if it's not what he's doing right now. What is God doing now? We talk and preach from the Bible. Oh, yeah, the miracles God did. All the supernatural things God did. We should be seeing those things now. He said, greater works shall ye do. Amen. Right? And it don't mean that we're going to do greater things Jesus actually did. It's going to be more in capacity. Because he can't do them because he's not here now. He needs us to do them. Right? So the new thing that he's talking about is what he's doing now. And then he goes on and he says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider ye things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. New. Let's talk about new. New. Oh, man. Everybody want a new thing. Everybody getting to work. Oh, God's about to do a new thing. Ah, hallelujah. Glory to God. He's about to do a new thing. Right? But I thought about this. And some new things that I did in my life, I was excited for. But once I got them, I was like, man, this takes some work. I gotta learn how to use this thing. I gotta learn what this thing even do. It's new though. I gotta learn how this thing work. You never rode a bicycle before. You get a bike. I remember the first bike I got, and my dad and my brother tried to tell me, take my time. Don't. I jumped on that bike and rode and slid right under a car, scraped the whole side of my body and half of my face up. We told you, take your time. I just was so happy that I could just ride this thing without any training, any lessons or anything, right? So you got to be trained for the new thing. You got to know how to operate the new thing. So then what God does is with a new thing, he sends it in waves so you can handle it. Because then when the big wave comes, see, a big wave, all you can do with a big wave is just ride it. See, but what prepares you for the big waves is that he sends some little waves first. Then they got medium waves. Then they got large waves. And then now you know how to ride it. You know how to ride the wave or the blessing of God in your life. Amen. So new thing. One word for new is a Hebrew word called neos. N-E-O-S. Neos. And this word means that it's new in the sense that like you do a renovation in your house. It's the same kitchen, but you renovated it. You got new cabinets, you painted the cabinets, or you put glass on it where the doors were. So you renovate it. So it's the same, but it's new. It's different. right? And then you have another word for new called kainos, K-A-I-N-O-S. And this word means, if I can explain it to you like this, it's not just renovated or numerically new. This word here has a sense that is, now watch this, it's new. Like people say, brand new. Huh? Like this is something that's never been done before. The world has never seen this before. So when God says this to you, that I'm about to do a new thing, some things, glory to God, some things he's about to do, he's about to upgrade you. He's about to renovate it. Because that thing you look at now, and you say, oh, this don't work no more. You just got your eyes closed. You keep coming to church. You keep praising God. You keep praying. You keep believing. But you know that thing right there in your life ain't working. And then you say, you know what? I'm about to regenerate that thing. I'm going to start that thing up. So some things, people, you've been praying for something to work. It's about to work now. Glory to God. It's about to work now. So you're going to have to turn your faith back on toward that thing so you can see it working. Amen. And then other things, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I did not see this blessing coming. Totally new, totally almost like it came out of nowhere. Now, we used to that with negative things. Oh, so-and-so died. I sure didn't see that coming. No, but God about to turn the tables on that thing. This time it's going to be good stuff. Hallelujah. It's going to be good stuff. Amen. So when he says something new, so you're going to have neos and you're going to have kainos, right? Now, look what he says here, because I want to help you and make sure you receive this. Now, today I'm only doing my part. My part was to declare this to you, and then at the end we're all going to pray and we're going to make a declaration of faith over this, that we're receiving this and that we're anticipating and that we're expecting it. Amen. Now, I trust God. If I've done the right thing, the next person comes, they're going to build and build and build. All right? So watch this here, what he says here. In verse 9, he says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Wait a minute here. It don't look like it's getting any better. My finances are still in the same place. They said they can't give no more raises at the job. My daughter is still out there. My child is still astray. Nope, it didn't say it. It said, now it shall spring forth. So what does that mean? We learned a long time ago, I'll never forget this, it's still in my spirit like it was yesterday, one of the messages Dr. Mott preached on the scripture, that God calls those things that be not as if they already were. Everything from that point me and my wife got in our lives was from that scripture. We begin to call those things. When I tell you, my lights was off, and I'm singing songs, writing songs, traveling the country, and my lights were off. And I begin to call things that be not as though they were. Everything. So when you're standing in that situation now, and we're talking about 1,000 times more, God going to do it, you got to start calling it like it is now. When God created the earth, he started calling it what he wanted it to be. So the Spirit of the Lord was already there, and then God said. And everything that God said, it became what he said. And it was so much so that when he created man, his man, Adam, he taught him to do the same thing. And God didn't name the animals. It said whatever Adam called them. But what does that mean? That means Adam now had the mind of God, and it was the same name. If God was to name them, that's the name it would have been. Asha. So now when you're looking at that situation, you can't be talking about, oh, they ain't never going to get no better. You making them worse. You're the problem. They got their own issues. They're responsible for their own acts, but you're making it worse. You don't know, but that's demonic influence in your mouth. You don't know it. The devil gets right up. Oh, she said what I need. She's in agreement with me. I'm going to get on that thing. I'm going to ride her. You right. I'm going for the kids. And then you say out of your mouth, she ain't so bad. These kids don't have a chance. They'll thank you. I can get in on them now. But now if you reverse that thing, if you reverse that thing, put it in reverse. If you reverse that thing, you say, Lord, man, this is bad, Lord, but I know you promised me that me and my household shall be saved. I know he going to turn around. Whether I live to see it or not, he going to turn around in the name of Jesus. Devil, you can't have my children. You can't have my husband. You can't have my... They belong to God because I said so. Usher. You got to take your authority. If God said it, you can say it. That's what he wants us to do. And you got to declare, I'm having a new dimension of overflow. I know it's been underflow. I know it's been less, but now, since I got this word, I'm going to have overflow. You got to declare that, and you got to mean it, right? So he says here, he says, it springs forth now. Somebody shout now. Glory to God. Now. He says, shall ye not know it? In other words, when God said now, when God, understand this, when God says a word to you, he's already started it. Because he's not relegated to time, it's already in motion. Right? We're in time. That's the beautiful thing about God. He can come in time, make something happen on time, and not be held up by time. So when he says it to you and you get a hold of this, what he said, it's already been started. That's why he's saying it shall spring forth now. Don't you know it? Don't you see it? Look at the little signs. First the ear, then the blade, then the four corn in the ear. Look for the little signs. Look for the little waves. Right? I've been going through even with my physical body because there's another level of ministry that God is bringing me to. And so the enemy figured if he can attack my body, he's going to stop the ministry. And I'm very aware of that. Right? Because if you sick, it reduces the quality of your life. You can't do nothing. And it's opened my eyes to dealing with this sickness. It has opened my eyes. See, when you well, you ain't worried about sick. You ain't thinking about that. And to be honest, my passion for people who are sick has increased. Right? So when he says it spring forth now, that means it's already happening. Now, I know the big question you have, because if you're like me, you know, sometimes I'm not so bright, right? And when God shows me something, it's hard to believe, I must confess. When he showed me something and I'm standing here, like when I was born and poverty was all around me and gangs were all around me and I was only about 9 or 10 years old and God started showing me, like, you can be somebody, you can go to school, you can get an education, you can change your life. I was scratching my head like, anybody here that I know went to college? No. Anybody else I know here, if I ask them for a dollar, they give it to me and not hurt for it? No. Right? So when I started going through that and looking at that, right, and I would say, Lord, how are you going to do that in my mind? How are you going to do that, Lord? How are you going to save this person when they've been living like this for so long? They've had this habit for like 20 years. How are you going to do that, Lord? First, the how is not up to us. The how is up to God. All he's asking you to do is what? Believe. Believe. There were some situations in dealing with my family members who were strung out on drugs and alcohol. There were some times when, guess what? I could not have relationship with them. But it doesn't mean I couldn't pray for them still. I still prayed for them. And then when God would give me something, I would go to them and I would encourage them and I would help them when I could. But because it was so close to home, family, blood, sticking in water, I couldn't deal with them on a day-to-day basis. But I never stopped praying for them and believing for them. And over time, people change. Gotta do it over time. Not because he can't do it quick, but guess what? Everything that God does, he needs a person's will in agreement with what he wants to do. This ain't magic. It's not magic. He needs you to be in agreement with what he all he needs is one person to be in agreement with what he wants to do, right? So when he says here, to answer your how, he says here what? I will even make a way in the wilderness. You remember when he brought the children of Israel out? He brought them out, the Bible says, by the way of the wilderness through the Red Sea. By the way of the wilderness through the Red Sea. You can't see a way right now because God's going to create a way. So stop looking for a way in the natural. He's going to create, make them create a position that has the money that you need. He's going to open another door at another place to get you where you need to be. You're looking for the natural way. This is why he said, forget the old things. We'll hear something new that God was doing. We go back the old way he did it before. He did it that way before. He's going to do it again, but he ain't going to do it the same way. Because when he does it a different way, it causes your level of faith to increase. And we want the things, but God wants us. He gives us things and promotes us and increases and brings to a life by our relationship with him. Right? So he says here, he says, I will even make a way in the wilderness. There ain't no roads in the forest. Well, how are you going to make the way? I will make. They didn't know that there was a way through the wilderness in the Red Sea. Why? Because when it was time, God just created it. And do you know that God is still creating things today? He ain't done creating. He just needs somebody to get in agreement with him, and he'll create it. He'll create a way. And then when he creates that way, you'll be a witness for other people who are watching your life, and they say, how'd you do that? How'd that happen? You know what? I really got to tell you, God did this. And then everybody, God did that? God did that? God. And after a while, you'll be like, listen, let me share. You want to pray? I'll lead you to Christ. He can do it for you too. Right? And then look what else it says here. He says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That sounds like, excuse my thing, but God, are you retarded? There's no rivers in the desert. If you know anything about the water, and my son just went to Washington State. What was the place he went to Mount Rainier. And the water runs down from the mountain, right? The water don't run up. So God is saying, I can make the water in the desert. That means I can start it from the bottom and bring it to the top. If you think that situation is too hard and impossible for me, guess what? I'll make rivers in the desert. So you're looking for this natural way. You're trying to figure it out. Maybe God will do this. Maybe God will touch somebody's heart and they'll do this for me. No. He's about to make rivers in deserts. You just keep your hands lifted in praise. You just keep thanking God and watch God work. Rivers in deserts. Yes, that's what I've been praying now. Because I'm believing God for some stuff. I'm believing God for some. So he showed me people that he wants to be saved. And when he showed me these people, I was like, oh, God, you want me to deal with them and get them ready so you can save them? And he said, yes. I said, okay. And then he showed me this, rivers and deserts. Come on, let's stand on our feet. I want about 5 or 10 over. There's more, but we're going to stop there. I think you got the message, did you? We're going to pray because we have to set ourselves, each one of us, in agreement with this word. Amen? And we're going to pray to set ourselves in agreement. And then, just like we said, when God says a thing, we are all sons of God. That means women too. Ain't no discrimination in the body of Christ, racism in the body of Christ. When he says son, that means a person of authority. Okay? So that's what that means. So women, that includes you too. Amen? Tap your husband, whoever. Yeah, that includes me, buddy. Right? And we're going to pray a prayer, a simple prayer, to set ourselves in agreement. Amen? So let's pray now. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that I have heard your word today, that you have said that I have entered into a new dimension of overflow. Now praise him for that right now. Thank him for it right now. Whatever you've been believing him for, thank him like he's already done it. I've entered into a new dimension of overflow. Glory to God. And say that, declare that. Say, I have this day entered into a new dimension of overflow. And say, now I receive overflow in my family relations. Everybody in my house and connected to me shall be saved. Woo! Overflow. Overflow in my family. Salvation for my loved ones. My loved ones are not going to hell. And as a result, say, in the name of Jesus, every family member, co-worker, neighbor, distant relative shall be saved. Every habit, every bondage over their lives, in the name of Jesus, I break it now. Do you believe it? I break it now. I break it now. In the name of Jesus. I break it now. Because God gave me the power to break it. I speak to that habitual mountain. And I break it now in Jesus' name. Now do this and break it. Break it. Break it now. I break drug addiction. I break sexual pornography. I break it now. I break fatherlessness now. I break it now. No more gigolos in our family. I break it now. No more foul, unclean spirits. I break it now. And now, Father, I receive overflow in my mind. I have the mind of Christ. The enemy does not have the right to torment my mind. I have a sound mind. I think good thoughts and God thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen. Overflow in my mind. In my mind. My mind thinks freely and clearly. And now here comes the big one. Because this is the one that as Christians, we're so divided with this. We want more, and I'm talking about financial wealth. We want more, but we're scared of more. When I was raised as a boy, and I was raised in a great level of poverty, I can remember, and I still have the article today, when I was about in the 6th or 7th grade, the Philadelphia Inquirer wrote an article comparing the city of Camden to third world countries. And it was right, though. It was factual. So you're looking at a product who came from a part of a city that was ranked with a third world country. And I ain't ashamed to tell it. Because look what God has done. Look what God has done. Look what God... You're looking at a product who was born to two alcoholic parents. But look what God has done. Look what God has done. Only by the grace of God. Whoosha. Almost all the friends I grew up with are either in jail or dead. Whoosha. Rivers in the desert. I'm a river in the desert. You're a river in the desert. And you need to tell it. Don't be ashamed not to tell it. We need to take these masks off. You need to tell it. That's what the world needs. This last one. We're talking about wealth. Poverty is a mindset. I had to get my mind renewed. And as my mind started getting renewed, I started to change my own life. Not on my own. God helped me. but there was things I had to do, and I was able to do them because I got a new mindset. Amen. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I change my mind, and I declare I will not be broke no more. No, I won't. That doesn't make me more humble. It does not make me any more humble. And I declare that you, God, saved me with your lavish grace, with your empowerment and favor. And so now, Father God, I will have everything in my life that looks like your grace in every area of my life, in my mind, in my soul, in my body, and in my finances, in Jesus' name. And the other religious bondage of that is that why you need all this money? You see what the people who got money are doing now. We need money so we can do the right thing with it. I remember Dr. Moss said years ago, money is just an amplifier. Whoever has it will amplify what's in their heart. And here you are, a good child of God, but you got no money to create nothing in the world, to do nothing. So the people who have it, they make the laws to suit them. They tell you how much you can have or can't have. They tell you how much they're going to tax you, even though they make 1,000 times more than you do, while they get little tax. God is coming strong here now. So as a child of the Most High God, say it, as a child of the Most High God, whose Father owns everything here, I declare that I will always, at all times, have more than enough for me, my family, and others, and to spread the gospel of the kingdom of God. The wealth that I will have will be a witness to many, and as a result of that, my life and the wealth I distribute, many will be saved. Glory to God. Glory to God. One more. One more. Say, Father, I thank you that I was here today and my life has been changed by your word. And I heard you say that I have entered into a new dimension of overflow. Woo! Overflow! Overflow! In my soul! Oh, overflow! Glory to God. Now I want to pray for some people. I'm sorry, but as believers, we are a blessed people, not because of our own goodness, but because of it all started with the grace of God, who saw us and found us, and we were so needy. And if you are here today and you've never accepted God's grace, it was revealed through his son. You may be seated. He was revealed to his son, Jesus, who died on the cross for your sin. Sin is a blessing blocker. It's a relationship separated from God. And if you never, every head is bowed, every eye is closed. If you never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you that you get in on this new dimension. And guess what? You can get in on it today and be right here just like everybody else. No big eyes, no little U's. The moment you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, believing that he died for your sin and that he rose again from the dead for you to have eternal life, and you say it with your mouth, but believe it in your heart, it's done. It's done. So I want to pray for you today. I want everybody to pray. If you're here today, just pray this simple prayer. Say, dear God, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, into this world to forgive all sin. And say this, say, I realize now that I am a sinner. But I heard today that Jesus died for my sin and rose again from the dead that I might have eternal life. And I want that. I want it now. And I receive Jesus now as my Lord and my Savior. And I denounce Satan. He is no longer my Lord, but Jesus now is my Lord. And say this by faith. Say, today I am saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, just slip your hand up and I can see you. And we'll provide information for you to get saved. The usher will bring you information about the decision you just made is the most important decision in life. Just slip your hand up wherever you are. Not going to embarrass you, not going to have you come down front, but just slip your hand up wherever you are and the usher will give you some information. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Is there one? Is there one? Is there one? Amen. I trust in that everybody in here is saved. I don't know, but I trust. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1,000 times more. May the Lord God bless you, increase you as he promised. 1,000 times more.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Hall, for that anointed and life-changing message. We really appreciate you. We really love you. We go back many years, even before Living Faith. We worship together. We grew up together in this ministry. Your family. God bless you. Well, it's time for tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. Those of you who are worshiping with us online, we invite you to prepare your tithes and offerings as well. If you will be giving your offering by way of the pink envelopes, will you raise your hand? Our usher will gladly serve you. Amen. Now, for a few words of encouragement in your giving. Giving tithes and offerings is directly related to your love for God. Amen. It is a tangible act of worship and a reflection of your gratitude for God's blessings. It is also a demonstration of faith, obedience, and trust in God's promises and blessing. It acknowledges God's ownership of all your possession and his role as the ultimate source of your wealth. In Deuteronomy 8:18, remind us that it is God who gives us the power to attain wealth. Amen. A tithe is 10% of your income or increase. It is holy and belongs to God. It supports this church and its ministries and is used to extend God's kingdom throughout this earth. An offering is what you are led to give over and above your tithe. It constitutes your seed sown. In 2 Corinthians 9:6, we're reminded that God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Video ministry, will you now show us the ways to give?
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
As a reminder, those of you who have given by your pink envelopes, don't forget to deposit them in the box at the rear of the sanctuary on your way out. Thank you. So please stand for our tithes and offering confession. Okay, are we ready? Let's read. We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of Scripture that protects those who tithe and give offerings. As a household, we are committed to tithe and give into the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithes as rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunderer, pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our home, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in a tithe's blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in a tithe's blessing that the Lord will open heaven's treasure, and for our blessing, we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe. We are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tithe rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11 and Hebrews 7:18. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for Living Faith Ministry and for giving us a pastor after your own heart. We are so blessed and thankful for this opportunity to gather here to worship you with all our hearts. We also worship you in our giving. We ask you to bless our giving. May it be used to further your kingdom. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. See, we have sown you in good ground. Living Faith Ministry is good ground. You are now to go and grow and bring us back a harvest, full and right, an abundance harvest, so that we can sow again, again, and again. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I just have a little known fact about Minister Henry Hall. Minister Henry Hall, actually, we met him when we were at a different church. And he came and ministered a word at our church, seven last words. And we were so taken by him, so blessed by him, that we asked him to come back and do a worship service. And he came back and he said to Minister Mike and I, he said, they're not ready to receive. Then he told us about Living Faith Christian Center. And he wasn't even at Living Faith Christian Center when he told us. But that's how much of an impact it had on his life. So Minister Henry, thank you. Because I am indeed a life that's been changed. Because of your obedience, Minister Mike and I can honestly say, we truly are blessed to be a blessing at Living Faith Christian Center. So thank you. On behalf of Pastor Connie, thank you. She left her pulpit to you and she trusted you. And I thank God that you did not disappoint her. Amen. 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 So I have a few verbal announcements I'd like to share with you. Video, if you would run the verbal announcements, I'd appreciate it.
Calling all women of virtue. we're delighted to invite you to our monthly small group sessions entitled Cafe Conversations. This is a wonderful opportunity for women 18 and over to come together, connect, and share in a warm, welcoming environment in our cozy cafe lounge. It's the perfect time to build meaningful relationships, inspire each other, and grow together. We can't wait to see you there. Let's make these gatherings something special. For more details, call the church or feel free to reach out to Elder Ida Misher. We're excited to invite you to join in our upcoming monthly Bible study, held every second Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are diving into the powerful book of Acts. Whether you're new to the Bible study or a seasoned reader, you'll find this study to be engaging and enriching. As you read, jot down any questions or thoughts. Whether you're bringing questions, thoughts, or just an open heart, you'll be a vital part of this exciting journey through the Acts of the Apostles. We can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendars. Let's make this Bible study one to remember.
The Heirs Together Marriage Ministry invites you to join with us on our journey as we continue our series, Understanding the Love Language of Your Spouse, Double Grace. This is based on the best-selling book by Dr. Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages. This insightful and engaging workshop will help you strengthen your marriage and deepen your connection with your spouse, all while learning practical tools for expressing love in meaningful ways. Whether you're a newlywed or have been married for years, this workshop has something valuable for you. Mark your calendars Saturday, August 16th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. here at LFCC. Register today. You can sign up through the link on our website or social media platforms. Please register by Wednesday, August 13th. There's no cost, but your RSVP is important so we can prepare for you. This workshop is open to all married couples who want to grow together in God's design for marriage. No child care will be provided. We can't wait to see you there and take this exciting step together toward a stronger and more loving marriage.
Tickets are now on sale, and you are invited to join us for an unforgettable evening of elegance and celebration. It's the LFCC 40th Anniversary Formal Banquet, Friday the 22nd of August at 7:30. A night filled with laughter, style, and unforgettable memories. The night will feature red carpet photos, a plated hors d'oeuvres hour, formal dinner and dessert, plus a live comedian, dancing, fellowship, and so much more. Dress to impress. Formal to semi-formal attire is encouraged. Get ready for a night to remember. Tickets are just $115 per person.
Hello, Living Faith family and friends. I'm so excited about our upcoming 40th anniversary banquet gala at the Westin Ballroom. And I really want all of you to be a part of this special event. So I'm making a special adjustment. The ticket cost is now just $75 per person in order to make this event more affordable for everyone. If you've been on the fence about attending, I hope and pray this makes you decide to come. We want everyone to be there, to be a part of this momentous occasion, and so that we can make memories for years to come. Love you.
Tickets must be purchased by the 13th of August. Don't miss the celebration of the season. We can't wait to see you there.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you got your ticket yet? Well, if you already purchased your ticket, just to let you know, we will be refunding the difference to you. But that is such a blessing for Pastor Connie. She really wants every one of us to be there. Amen. No excuses. This is going to be a great time of fellowship. And we're so excited. I was talking to a young lady who is not a member of Living Faith Christian Center, but she supports everything that we do. And what she's been doing is she's been taking the link and sharing it with people. So that she said, I'm so excited. I'm, you know, she's so excited about Living Faith Christian Center that she tells everybody about everything we're always doing. And Pastor Connie always says it's a poor frog that doesn't croak over its own pond. Living Faith Christian Center is your house. So we want to encourage every one of you to be there. The announcement said the last day to sign up was the 13th, but it's actually Sunday the 17th. But once the 17th comes to an end, guess what? You don't have your ticket. You can't get in. Amen. So again, we reduce the price. We want you to be there. We're going to have a good time. Myself and Rosemary, Minister Allen and Brian and a couple of the photographers went over. We looked at the venue. We're so excited about the what we're going to be. No, we're just excited. Amen. So we want to encourage you, get your tickets and get in on this momentous occasion. Amen. Amen. Another announcement I have is water baptism is scheduled for Sunday, August 17th during our 10 a.m. service. If you would like to be baptized, please complete a registration form located in Sanctuary Foyer. For more details, please contact Rosemary Robinson at 856-661-8110, extension 106. And we also want to encourage you and remind you to join us each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for our regular online midweek service via YouTube. This Wednesday and the next Wednesday, 40th Anniversary Legacy Word will come forth again by the late Dr. Lamont. I know you have been enjoying those messages. They truly have been a blessing. So we encourage you to log on and listen to that powerful message. Amen. And before leaving the sanctuary today, as we shared every week, we're going to be giving away a gift. So we encourage you to stop by the cafe and pick up your candle. And it says 40 years of God's goodness. And this is just a memento for you to put on your shelf. Everybody here that's family represented can get one, 18 and over. And the reason why I say that is we want to make sure everybody gets one first. So then once everybody gets one, if it's any more left and you're an individual or a family, then you can go. But we want to make sure everybody gets one. And if you're not here, you don't get it. I'm saying this online because we will not hold it for you next Sunday, okay? Not here, Pastor shared. Whenever we give out gifts, you got to be here to get it. Amen. So pick up your candle. You can keep it as a memento. I love this candle. I'm looking forward to it. Just as a blessing. Amen. Amen. And so that concludes our service for today. Amen. On behalf of Pastor Connie, oh, I take that back. We have one other thing. Are we ready? Brian and birthdays. He's looking. All right. We have August birthday. Stand up. Hallelujah. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, August babies. Happy birthday to you. Woo-hoo! Enjoy your birthday month. Amen, amen, amen. And so actually, before we go, on behalf of Pastor Connie, I'd like to open up the doors of the church. If there's anyone who would like to join Living Faith Christian Center, the doors are open. Just raise your hand. Amen. Raise your hand. And one of our altar counselors will attend to you. Do we have anyone that would like to be a member of Living Faith Christian Center? Amen. Praise God over here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have Pastor Connie. Would you come forward? Would you come forward if you'd like to see your face? Come on. I want Pastor to see when she looks at this video, I want her to see her new member. So come on forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I've seen you just enjoying yourself this morning. So on behalf of Pastor Connie, I'm going to hug you for everyone and for our pastor in her absence. My name is Minister Kim Chavis. And on behalf of Pastor Connie and all your new LFCC family, we want to welcome you. Amen. What is your name?
Claudette.
Yes.
Your last name?
Sherman.
Claudette Sherman. Everybody say hello to Claudette Sherman. Wave at Pastor Connie because she's going to see this video and then her new member. Thank you so much for being here and being part of that. If you would go with our altar counselor, she'll give you some information. Amen. Thank you and welcome. Amen. Amen. And additionally, if you're here for the first time, do we have any first-time attendees? Raise your hand if you're a first-time attendee. Raise your hand in the air like you don't care. I know that there's at least two of you, because Minister Henry, he told on you. Amen? So raise your hand. Oh, it's not your first time? Okay, all right. But we have some over here. Welcome to Living Faith Christian Center. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have one over here. Welcome to Living Faith Christian Center. Again, on behalf of Pastor Connie and the entire LFCC family, we welcome you to Living Faith Christian Center. You know where we are. You're welcome to come back anytime. Our doors are open. You're welcome to come back in. Amen? Amen. So let's stand to our feet. Amen. And let's close out in prayer. Thank you again, Minister Henry. Thank you, Sister Tanya and Josh, for allowing us to be blessed by that awesome, awesome word. Minister Henry, I'll never, 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 I promise you, say anything negative again to give the enemy opportunity to put into flight. Pastor has been teaching us that, and you're confirming it. And like you said, continuing on as people begin to bring that word, it's just going to follow up because God wants us blessed. Amen? So, amen. Let's close out in prayer. Amen. Minister Mike, would you come up and close this out, please?
Amen. God bless. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, a day that you've made, dear God. We thank you for overflow. Thank you, dear God. 1,000 times, overflow. We will speak the promises of God. Amen and amen, dear God. So we thank you that we are blessed, dear God. And we thank you. We hope that Pastor Connie is enjoying herself, dear God. We pray for refreshing time, dear God. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I call you blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be in because he already did it. Bless.